Okay, here we go. Gimel Beis, towards the bottom. Let's start from, we have to get up to the second time, Sina. We didn't get to Sina yet. Gimel Beis. Let's start from, the Gemara says, let's start from the words, Ki Osar Avdimi. Let's start from there. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines before it gets white. 5 lines before it gets white. Let me actually turn it over here. Gimel Amid Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. When Rabbi Dimi came, he said the following halacha. Here we go. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. He said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Masni Chada. So it's the words are a little bit hard to read. Ki Osar Rabbi Dimi. He said Amar. Rabbi, when he came to Bavel, Amar, he said that Rabbi Yochanan was Masni Chada. Okay, so he's coming down to Bavel. Rabbi Yochanan was the Mar the Asra of Eretz Yisrael. So he is reporting in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the Mar the Asra of Eretz, show what the halacha is. So he said, Nachamal, he said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, Mas Nichada, that you learn only one halacha from the pasuk of Kasher Tziv Hashem, La Sois L'Chaper, only one halacha. Rabbi Shimon Levi, Mas Nitarti. And Rabbi Shimon Levi, he taught two halachas. The Gemara explains. Rabbi Yochanan Mas Nichada, La Sois L'Chaper, the expression La Sois L'Chaper is coming to teach you, El Masa Yom HaKippurim. Both words together mean one thing. It means Yom HaKippurim. In other words, we're not going to go dash in the word last Sois to refer to Paraduma and the word L'Chaper to refer to Yom HaKippurim. But instead, we're going to take the two words together. The two words together mean one thing. Rabbi Shimon Levi Mas Nitarti. La Sois. The word La Sois by itself means to teach you that it's going to be a sequestering, Kafrasha, La Sois, Ilam Asya Papara, Ulchaper, Ilam Asya Makipurim. Now the Gemara goes and the Gemara elaborates. For the Gemara says, what? Did Rabbi Yochanan really only learn one halacha? Rabbi Yochanan Mas Nichod? How could that possibly be? But it says in the Mishnah, in other words, it's universal. How could Rabbi Yochanan, who was only an Amoira, say that the only time you need to do Hafrasha is only on Yom HaKippurim, when the Mishnah says you must do Hafrasha on for Parah Aduma? So Rabbi Yochanan, who is an Amoira, cannot argue with the Mishnah. Right. How could it possibly? Rabbi Yochanan only says Chodav Anan Tinan. It says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan was an Amoira. He has no right to disagree with what it says in the Mishnah that says Shivas Yom Kodim Yom HaKippurim. Okay, that's posh, that we know. So the Gemara is a tremendous chiddush. Mala ba'alma. When it says in the Mishnah, before the Paraduma, the Shrevas part, they were mafresh to Kohen Gadol, that's not halacha, that's not nikkav, that's not a deraisa. There's no makor, there's no biblical source, it's nothing more than a chumra, a nice thing, a mila. It's a very unique expression, because the Gemara, you make a compilation of all the different expressions in Shas. Chumra, skula, hidur. Here's a new expression you add to the list of different madregos of mitzvahs, right. A maila. You have a minog, it's a takana, it's a minog nevi'im. You can go with the ganshas, and here is something that is unique. This that they were mafresh to koyin before they burned the paraduma is in a league by itself, a category by itself, called a maila. Rabbi Shaul Levin, he gives shiurim in Rabbi Konshul before davening on Shabbos. Maybe one day he'll give us a shiur there to be masber all the different categories and what it means a maila. Vaita. Imam she holds court. When he gives a shiur, once a shiur, Imam she holds court to like 30 people. He's mamish to all. Unbelievable. Va'am, for example, Va'am Rabbi Yumi Bar Chilkia. Rabbi Shaul, you there? Are you there, Rabbi Shaul?
Gvaldik.
The Omar Rabbi Miyumi Bar Chilkia, Omar Mechasi, if I remember, Omar Miyumi Bar Chilkia, Omar Nasi Bar Bardi, Omar Yochanan, Kasha also be Mazetzi Vashem Lahas Lachaper Lechem Lasais, yes, the Kasha says Lasais. So now here is the name of Yochanan. This is a starker Kasha. This person who came down to Bavli told us in the name of Yochanan. Yochanan says Masni Choda. Lasois Lechaper refers to one thing, only to Yom HaKippurim. But we have a conflicting report in the name of Rabbi Yochanan himself. In the name of Rabbi Yochanan himself, he says, Lasois means, Kasher Osa Beyamazel, Amar Yochanan Kasher Osa Beyamazel, Shiva Hashem Lasois, Lechaper Alechem, Lasois, Elamaisa Para. The word Lasois Para, Lechaper Elamaisa Yom HaKippurim, so it's Mamash Astira. So the Gemara says, no, Ahu Derabe. No, that is not in the, that when he reported that halacha, that's not what Rabbi Yochanan personally held. when he was reporting what Rabbi Yochanan said over in the name of his Rebbe. There was a disagreement between Rabbi Yochanan and his Rebbe. So when this person reported in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that there are two halachas we derive from the Pasuk, it's a biblical, the source is biblical, he was reporting what Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of his Rebbe. But Rabbi Yochanan personally disagreed with his Rebbe. He also, Ravin, Om Rabbi Yochanan, here is Mishum Rabbi Yishmael. He said the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yishmael, La'asois Elamas Lepar, L'chaber Elamas Yemakipurim. But he himself disagreed. How could it possibly be that the Talmud disagrees with the Rebbe? Chaim Berliner. Such a thing, Chaim Berliner, with the Talmud disagrees with the Rebbe? That's Shaykh, right? What different generation?
I think a generation.
They would cancel you. They would cancel the yeshiva. Would cancel your Facebook account. As if you're allowed to have Facebook, right? Fine. Amar, Amalei Rish Lakish. Now, fine. New Gemara now. New Gemara. Amalei Rish Lakish. Yochanan. Here's the kash. Here's the eyes in the kash now. Okay, so we wanted basically two daf. We've been very good, very consistent. That the makor for hafrasha comes from this pasuk. That's what we've been doing the last two daf, back and forth. Kasher tziva Hashem lasas l'chaper. The makor for hafrasha is the miluim. The miluim vahi bayom hashmini. There, Moshe and Aaron. Okay, we never even learned the Makar. I think the Gemara is going to say it soon, in a few moments. But we trust what the Gemara says, even though we didn't delve into the Sugya, in the Parsha of Miluim. It is a given that the people who participated, Aaron HaKoyim.
The Miluim was the construction of the Mishkan in the Midbar.
In the Midbar, correct. Right. In the Midbar, it was on the second year, Chodesh Nisan. It was a year minus 15 days since Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim was on the 15th day of Nisan. Exactly 1 year later, minus 15 days, Aleph Nisan, they erected the Mishkan in the desert. On that day, Aaron brought the special korbanos, and it is a given, even though we didn't see the pasuk yet, is that Aaron did Hafrasha 7 days in advance. He did nothing but live. He was sequestered in Machane Shechina for 7 days in the Azara, in that vicinity, while Moshe Rabbeinu brought Korbanos.
It wasn't Azara, there was...
It was, so the inside the courtyard is the Azara. So where exactly did Aaron stay? I have no idea, but maybe Machane, I don't know, whatever it means. The Azara, the equivalent of the Azara is the courtyard, the courtyard. There was a courtyard around the curtains. There were curtains, the
collide. Outer.
Right, that was all there was. That was the courtyard, right? So therefore, there's a given that Aaron had hafrash there 7 days, and then after 7 days, then vahi bayom hashmini, Aaron, he brought the korbanos. Therefore, from there we extrapolate to two things, l'asas l'chaper, to Yom HaKippur, man, to paraduma. Fine. Now, if that's the case, I have a very kasha. What's the kasha? Me'echon yalfas lo miluim. Ima miluim kol hakos lebohen ma'ake bohen. By the miluim, everything there was essential. How do you know there was makif? So we don't yet. The Gemara is going to rip this apart in a few as we go to daf and daf. Hey, it's going to tell us. But if therefore everything is makif, it's essential. If you don't follow the rules, then it's no good. You have to do it all over again.
You have to do what over
again? Davod is no good. Every single requirement that is mentioned in the parsha of Vayhi Bayom Hashmini, or really in Parshas Tetzaveh and other parshas in Shemois that give you instructions of how to inaugurate the Mishkan, if it was not done Kedasi Chodin, then it's invalid. Which means that if Aaron did not do Hafrasha for 7 days in advance, and the Avodah would have been invalid, they would have to do it all over again. If that's the Makar for Hafrasha, that would indicate that if a Kohen does not do Hafrasha
before Yom Kippurim,
then it's not a Kosher Avodah. So maybe in a Hanami can't be, because what does it say in the Mishnah? They designate a skan kohen gadol just in case it becomes something. The skan did not have hafrasha.
Right.
So it happens every so often that the kohen gadol became was tamei.
Where it did not. There was possible.
It's not makif. So af ha Hanami kol hakos b'chem makif b'chem. V'chi tei ma in a Hanami Hanami cannot be. V'atam with the Mishnah umaskinin loy kohen acher. They set aside a second kohen. And does not say that the second skan, the backup, had to have Russia. No, that's exactly what the Mishnah means. When they set aside, they designated a backup, it means they designated back to have Russia. My maskina mafrishin. Morris says, if that's the case, it'll be consistent. So how come when it comes to the Kohen Gadol, it says the word mafrishin, but when it comes to the backup, it says misaknin? You're changing the language. Be consistent. So therefore, listening, be consistent. Very good kasha. You have a better solution. This is a very funny Gemara. So the Gemara never does this. You ask a kasha, so you say, so the Gemara says back, okay, you got a kasha. You have a better solution. You can't ask a kasha if you don't have a solution. Don't come make trouble. In a chanami, we have a makar. The makar may not be perfect. If you want to destroy, you can't destroy unless you're ready to rebuild. You just can't come and be a mashkes. You have to have another plan in place. Obviously, the fact that you're coming to rip apart our makar, it must be that in your back pocket you have another source for the lulav afrasha. And the answer is yes. And now it begins a whole new sugya. And the other makar is Sinai. Before Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael was told, stay away from your wives for 3 days. So what's the answer? Amar, he says, mi Sinai. The Chassid says the pasuk Vayishkon b'chavod Hashem al Har Sinai. Now, I told you the average person had to do 3 days. That's not really true. That's just the safe way from the wife. But Moshe Rabbeinu, why was it Zion Sivan? The Torah was given on Shishi, either 6 or 7. And the pasuk there, it says it was 6 days. The cloud, the cloud covered him, Moshe Rabbeinu, for 6 days. Moshe prepared 6 days in advance before Matan Torah. So Moshe did Hafrosha, sequestering for 6 days in advance. Can I ask you guys a quick question? Ephraim Yehuda, how are you? I love your Divrei Torah here. Is it possible maybe like a little bit lower? What's this guy's name?
Rabbi Meir.
Rabbi Meir? Okay, just a little mashu. Okay. So Ella, so the Mars Ella Misinai. What's Misinai? That's in the pasuk. Vayishkon Kodesh Mal Harisin Vayichasev Adonu Shesh 6 days. Vayikar El Moshe. Vayam Hashvi. So they have a michti. Ksiv is in the pasuk. Vayikar El Moshe. Vayam Hashvi. It says that Hashem called to Moshe on day 7. So why the repetition? Why is it the verbosity? Why does it have to go to the end of the Moshe Shiyamim? The answer is to teach you the extra words are extra to Zeb Bona'av. Shekol hanichnas b'machane shechina. Anyone that comes in the presence of Hashem, Torah ha'prisha shisha 6 days. Oh, but it says here in the pasuk it was 7 days of afrasha. Moshe vayichasei adon for six days, and Hashem called to Moshe on day 7. Oh, v'hanan b'shivatnan. But it says over here, but we need 7 days. Moshe Rabbeinu did hafrasha only for 6 days, and we learned in the Mishnah that the hafrasha, the Kohen Gadol, needs to do 7 days. We learned 7 days. The Gemara says, "Masnisan Rabbi Yehuda ben Miserihi is go like Yehuda ben Misera to Chayish that is Chayish mitumas beisoy." And what is the mitumas beisoy? So Rashi over here says, "Shema im yizokek liishtoy v'teir edam b'shas bia v'nimsa tamei shivas yomim kimishpat boil nida v'lo yochol lavoid biyom makipurim." So he's saying over here a whole different thing. The truth is, you learn from the very big nafkamina. If you're going to learn from Sinai, you only need to do hafrasha for 6 days. Because Moshe Rabbeinu only did hafrasha for 6 days. It says in the pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu, the pasuk he says, why does it say that extra pasuk? Hashem called Moshe on day 7, so why does it say that Moshe, the cloud covered him for 6 days? To teach you that hafrasha is 6. Oh, but the Mishnah says 7. The Mishnah is discussing is not hafrasha. The Mishnah is teaching us a whole new din, so like a third time, a whole third halacha, that if a man is boil nida, if a man is ba'al hanida, he is tummy for 7 days. Now, if a man is born a nida, so he knows she's a nida. I guess it's discovered. This dam, he discovers it's blood. Maybe he didn't. Maybe the Kohen Gadol was with his wife.
It wouldn't work because it's still 7 days.
What?
And then it'd be mafresh already.
Well, I don't understand.
It had to be 8 days before.
Oh, so then exactly. So therefore, the reason why the Kohen Gadol has to be mafresh, be purged for 7 days, because he cannot be with his wife. There's no hechatimsa that he may have inadvertently been baal anida, even though it's chashash rochok.
Moshe Rabbeinu, you're saying, was Pirish 6 days before?
Correct.
He was divorced already.
Correct. Only 6 days.
Was Moshe A Was Moshe Rabbeinu still living with his wife at the time? And of course, the opinion that the Torah only came after Matan Torah.
No, the Gemara is making a drasha. The Pesukim is not really accurate. The Pesukim, the Gemara made, for our purposes, the Gemara said that we have an extra Pesuk. It says that Hashem called to Moshe on Bayom HaShavi. There's a machlekes in the Gemara, not here. What day was the Torah given? Was the Torah given on Shishi B'Sivan? Or was the Torah given on the seventh day of Sivan? Because Moshe was Moisef Yemechel Midaitai. So there's machlekes in the Gemara when it says that Hashem called to Moshe on day seven. Does that mean before Matan Torah? Or did Hashem call Moshe after Matan Torah? The follow-up.
That's what I understand. I'm just wondering
about. Right. So that's Moshe a seven.
What was he perished from?
Oh, no. Not from no one. From nothing. Moshe was already separated. Let's make believe for argument's sake that Moshe did not have anything to do with Tzipora for months. Right. He didn't see her for months, for years.
Yisro
came. There's din of Hafrasha of nothing more. Nothing. When we talk about Hafrasha in the Gemara, we're not talking about staying away from a person's wife. Even if a person's wife is in another country, the din of that din of a Hafrasha is a din Gzeres Hakasev. You just have to be in the vicinity of the Beis Hamikdash to collate the Kedushas Hamakim for 6 days in advance of what you're going to do.
So
whatever it is, it's a gzeiras hakasef. When we're learning over here, when it comes to paraduma and Yom Kippur, the zin of hafrasha, it has nothing to do with tumah.
Your wife.
With a wife.
Wife,
nothing.
I know, but it has to do with tumah, I would assume.
Why? You're making up the who says.
If he's hanging around, he'll get tumah sheretz.
You're giving a time. You're giving a time in the decor. You're giving a zoyah.
Like he's being pirish in order to stay pristine.
The Torah does not say what the reason is. It doesn't say what the reason is.
So
you're saying because it shouldn't come tumah. Maybe this person is not. You don't have to be. He's such a holy person. You don't have to be chayish for that. Al derech hateva. He has to be pirish in order to absorb more Kedusha, Tosefes Kedusha. You go to Mikvah on Friday, some of them go to Mikvah Friday. They're not Tomei. Why are they going to Mikvah on Erev Shabbos? There's an end of going to Mikvah called Tosefes Kedusha. You go to Mikvah for three reasons. Kapara, that's only for before Yom Kippur. And then there is Tumas Keri. And then there is something called Tosefes Kedusha, to add upon your body more sanctity. When we're learning until now these 7 days of Hafrasha, that's nothing
to
do.
It's more to connect to the higher things than separate.
I'm also making up things now. It's nothing more than Gzeres HaKosov. You have to.
You need Hafrasha. It doesn't say why.
Why? Okay. You can die. Like you want to say Toma, you want to say Seves Kedusha. It's not relevant, but it's not because of Noshim.
This is a mitzvah though? It's an essay?
Yeah.
If you look in the Chinuch, it'll say
It depends how they count the mitzvahs. Everyone, there are 10 money on it. There's the Chinuch, there's the Rambam, there's the Ramban, the Bahad. It is a mitzvah. Question is how you make the calculations. It's part of the calculation.
And all of a sudden it's 6 days. They picked an arbitrary number.
6 days. So well, until now, if you're learning from the Milum, by the Milum, the Hafrash was for 7 days.
Right. 6 days is only for Moshe.
So we learned the Gemara Sakash. Oh, we had this whole Kasha. It should be Ma'akev. So you have a better answer? Yeah, I have a different Makar. My Makar comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. Because by the Parash of Moshe Rabbeinu, however you learn the Pshat and the Pesukim, which is not relevant for us, there's an extra Pasuk. And the Pasuk says that Vayichaseyu He'anon Sheishes Yomim. That Pasuk is extra. However you want to learn Pshat and the Pasuk, that pasuk is superfluous. To make a drasha that a person before he comes to Machane Shechina has to do hafrasha for 6 days. So you have a major machloikis between the first reason and the second reason. According to the first reason of the Miluim, the hafrasha must be for 6 days. The second reason, seven days. Right. And if you learn from Moshe Rabbeinu Sinai, it's 6 days. And does that hafrasha, both whether it's from the Miluim or whether it's from Hasinai, has nothing to do with Nashim. We're learning Seder Moed now. We're learning Moed. We're not learning Seder Nashim. Mm-hmm. Women are out in the gas. Not here. No Nashim over here. Okay, not doing Nashim. Fracting Gemara, but it says in the Mishnah, but the Kohen Gadol was married for 7 days.
Right.
So if you're going to tell me that's because of the Miluim, excellent. If you tell me from Sinai, it's a day more. Right. So the Gemara now is introducing a third reason, a third time, a whole new time. Now, what's the third time? Is Noshim. Noshim. What's the din of Noshim? Well, they go together. It's because maybe the Kohen Gadol will be Baal Hanida. And if it's Baal Hanida, then according to
touching on what I said.
Right. It's a new time. Noshim, but specifically his wife, because a person comes to contact with Tum, he can go to mikvah right away. Unless you come to contact with the dead. The dead, then you need 7 days. But if you come to contact with any other type of Tum, you'll Tum for 1 day. There's one exception. There's only one Tumah where a male can be Tum for 7 days but through contact without being Tum Mace, and that is if he's Bo Al Hanida, Xeris Akasa, the same way she's there for 7 days, he becomes Tum for 7 days. So David, since that may occur, that's why he has to be Pirish an additional day. The 7 days that the Nafkamina would be, that according to that time, he just ship out his wife. Send away his wife. He doesn't have to go anywhere. He doesn't have to go into the Beis HaMikdash. He can go to Orlando.
And it goes to your reason.
Send the wife. Send the wife. So you have to have. So David, once he's going for 6 days, so in the mail they put him away for seven days. Amalei so David the Tumas Beisai. That's the answer. Look at Rashi very quickly. Here, Tumas Beisai. Shem Yizokek Liishtoi V'Seiroe Dam B'Shas Bia V'Nimso Tomei Shivas Yamim K'Defarish K'Mishpat Boyel Nida V'Lo Yuchol La'Avoid Bia Makipurim Period. Fine. Back to the bar. Amalei Bechlo Veshlokish. Nugmar. Now, in the din of Hafrasha, what do? All seven days, they sprinkled upon him. He got all the shots. He got Moderna. Got Pfizer, got J&J, they gave him all the vaccines. They have another, I think, 5 vaccines in the world you can get released, right? They gave him all the vaccines, they gave him all the shots. Every single day he got another shot of the Para Aduma water. Wow. And not only did they give Para Aduma water, the ashes that they used, they had a collection. In total, there were 9 Para Adumas that were made from mice from time of the beginning. And they had it on record. They had it in the Beis HaMikdash.
Did you have to be every day on him?
It was a chumrah. Yeah, get day 3 and day 7. You get a hazard day 3 and day 7. So maybe today is going to be day 3 for you, Butame. Maybe the next day is going to be day 3. These are chumras, just in case you make these calculations. So they took the Kohen Gadol, or the Kohen that burnt the part, referring to the Paraduma. They took him, they put him aside, and they did a hazard every single day for 7 days. They did the hazah from the Paraduma water, from the ashes, from a collection of ashes from all the Paradumas that they had in the Beis HaMikdash. They had jars of ash, a collection from the first Paraduma, the second Paraduma, the third Paraduma. They had leftover small amounts. They used that on the coin that's going to burn the Paraduma of the next one. So therefore, now why would you want to do that? Why have to go to hazah? So if you know that it came from. The Makar comes from the Miluim. Oh, because by the Miluim, every single day, Moshe Rabbeinu sprinkled upon Aaron Paraduma water. That's what it says. Let's see what the Rashi. Kol Shiva, the Havanami Hazab, Priprisha, the Miluim, Kol Zayin, the Chsiv, Vayaz al Aaron. It says he sprinkled blood. Chsiv, Shiva, Siam, Yimali, Yodam, Kol Zayin, Oslam, Kikhoi, Yamarishan. That means blood, not water. Okay, so it's not exactly the same. By the Miluim, when they inaugurated the Mishkan, there was a procedure that Moshe Rabbeinu brought a special carbon on day number 1 on Adar, and he sprinkled blood from the carbon upon Aaron every single day. Now here he's sprinkling blood, and when it comes to the Paraduma, when they prepared the vins, they sprinkled water. So it's not the same exact thing, but even though it's not the same thing, it's a Maisa Hazah. So we can understand, we can relate, which is a tremendous chiddush. You want to go across the line between blood and water. It's a tremendous chish. That itself is a big Pesach for Drush. What that means exactly, but there was a Hazah. So we could understand why, because we have a precedent. But if you're going to Medina HaFrasha comes from Sinai, there's no Hazah. So what's going on with you? It's Nachmal. So Amalei, top of the page. Amalei, Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan Lushdagash. Mishab Lulikot to be the Filah Lami Mimulu, Mahayna, the Hainatan Lam Brais, and Zevzim Azal Lokot Shiva. Nikol Chasha Yisham, the Vahavi Nami Hazah Bimilum. There was Hazab Yisum. El the Chab going to you the Alphas Misinai Hazab Misinai. From Sinai Hazab Misinai Mihavi. Amalei L'Tayach. Yes, the Kasha. Me, let me ask Kasha back on you. This is the Jewish way. You ask the Kasha. Me, I'll ask back on you. El Amalei L'Tayach according to your logic. Minecha. The Miluim Dam. Exactly. It was blood. Hachamayim. So Haloi Kasha. That's not a Kasha. The Tani Rabbi Chia. Nichnasu Mayim Tachastam. That Mayim is the replacement. Now, what does it mean exactly? Look at Rashi. Rashi. So we don't even know what this means. The Gemara will wait for the Gemara. Okay, the Gemara will explain is that Eina Chanami, it's the same concept, and one that the Mayim is the replacement for the blood. In Echnam, we're learning from the Milum. The Milum was blood, but now we don't have any blood to sprinkle, so the Mayim is going to be a valid replacement. Fine. There's no Chazal altogether. Amalei, you're right. You're right. But it doesn't take away from my answer. I hold the Makor comes from Sinai, and the reason why they did Hazor for the people who did Hafrasha, even though there's no Makor, Mala Ba'alma, it's a Chomer Hidr. It's a Hidr. It was a Hidr. There's no Makor. You're right. There's no precedent for this. But it was a Mala. That's why they did it.
The Mala, which is the Mala? To
sprinkle. Hafrasha? No. Hafrasha, that has a Makor.
That's Sinai, it's a good thing.
The Hafrasha has a solid Makar. The Hafrasha comes from Sinai. Whenever you go into Machane Shechina, you have to have Hafrasha.
Right.
But the fact that they sprinkled upon the person that did Hafrasha for 7 days the Par Aduma water, that has no Makar. And why was it done? Mala Ba'alma. It was just a Hidr. Next, Tanya Chavosei, the Rebbe Yochanan, Tanya Chavosei, the Reish Lakish. We have Makaris for both Sinai and for the Miluam. What do I say? Tanya Chavosei, Rabbi Yochanan, Bezois Yovel Al Kodesh, Bezois, this is Bamer Sha'omer Be'inyan. What's the Zois? The other Zois. What's the Zois? Mahi Be'inyan. What's the Inyan? Bezois, this Yovel Al Kodesh. What's the Zois? What are you referring to? What's the Zois? So you see in the Siddur, Zois is Bigmatria, Shuvu Silut Staka, right? That's the Zois, the whole drush over there. The Gemara says, what's it really? It means the Zois of the Miluim, the laws of the Miluim. That's the Zois. What does word binyan mean? The Miluim. Or Ma Amar binyan the Miluim. Aaron Perash Shiva. Aaron, he separated himself for 7 days. Vishimir Shimechad. Moshe Mosar Loi Kol Shiva Kedei Lechanchoi. Moshe Mosar Loi. Moshe gave himself over to Aaron. It's a beautiful expression. The Rebbe, what is a Rebbe? A Rebbe is a person who gives himself over to other people. You give over to someone else. Moshe Mosar Loi Kol Shiva Kedei Lechanchoi to Mechanchim Ba'avoida. The Af Ledoiris for all generations. Koyin Gadol. Poirei Shiva Haseberetz Shiva because Bezois. Bezois Yavav the Zelbazach. And just like Moshe gave himself over, it's a beautiful Gemara over here. Who is the replacement for Moshe? Moshe Rabbeinu for 7 days trained Aaron during those days of Afrasha. It was boot camp. Those 7 days weren't vacation. He wasn't sitting on a couch watching YouTube videos. Those 7 days, the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol during those 7 days was working very hard. He was being trained. It was an intensive training course those 7 days, a refresher course, to get him ready for the Avodah Yom HaKippurim. And who is going to be the replacement of Moshe Rabbeinu? Ushnei Talmidei Chachamim Mitalmidav Shel Moshe. And what's the Gemara say? What do you mean Mitalmidav Shel Moshe? From who? Lafukim, it's staking. These are a thorn in the eyes of Klal Yisrael, that's staking. They're always the sect that caused problems. Moisrim Loi Kol Shiva Kedil Chanchai Ba'avodah. Mikan Amru, Shiva Siam Kodim, Makipur, Mafish Kongol, Mibesway, they would separate him, Lilishkas Parhedrin, Ukhashem, Shemafish and Kongol, Kach, Mafish and Koyna Sevesapara, Lilishka Shopanad is now Mishnah, Lilishka Shalabira, Safayna Mizrach, the Echad Ziv Yechad Ziv Mazanlov, Kol Shiva, both the Kongol, the Yamakipur, and for the Paraduma, they sprinkle Kol Shiva, Mikol Chatois, from all samples of ashes from all of the 9 Para Adumas they had in stock. Mikol Chatoyes Shohoyu Sham, Vim Toyma Bibulum Dam, oh, how could you say the Makar comes from the Hazor, but by the Bulum it was blood? Dana, obviously, see over here from the Bulum. Vim Toyma Bibulum Dam, Hochamayim, Amarta, I will answer you, Nichnusu Mayim Tachas Dam. Einachanami, what's so terrible? The Mayim, it's the Maisa, it's not the Heftza, it's the Gavra, the Maisa of the Hazor, not the blood, right? The Oymer, I have another Pasik for this, another source, the Oymer, Kasha Os, not only Bezois. So far, we're living with the word Bezois. And Zosh refers back to the Miluim. And if you don't like that pasuk, have another pasuk, like we learned before. This is Omer Kasha Osa Bayoim Hazeh, just like he did today by the Miluim. By the Miluim Bayoim Hazeh, Tziva Hashem La'asois L'chaper. What's La'as L'chaper? Aleichem La'asois Eilumais Separa. L'chaper Eilumais Yom HaKippurim. Frag the Gemara. So therefore, we have two reasons. We have the Miluim, either the word Zois or the word Kasha Osa. Frag the Gemara. How the first Makar of Zois is already occupied? The word Zois we need for a different drasha. Ah, the high Zois Miboyle Legufei. What's meaning? The Zois Yovai Aron El Kodesh, which means with the Korbanos on Yom HaKippurim, he has to bring a special carbon. The Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, we bring a special Korbanos. So the word Zois We need the word zayis for the kubanis. If the only reason why we need the pasuk is to teach you, if we only need the pasuk to teach you the kurbanos, then you don't need to say the word bezois. Bezois is over the top. It should say bezeh yovoy aron el hakodesh, which refers to the kurbanos, the unique kurbanos that he needs. He needs to bring a special chatas and a special oila. Why did it say lemakur bezeh? Oy, let it say be'ele yovoy aron el hakodesh. Why does it say the word bezois? My bezois shama minotarte. Two halachas, the animals, plus also miluim, also hafrasha from miluim. My v'oimer. In fact, the Gemara, the drash of bezois is so stark. Why do you need to come on to the second drash? Kasha osa b'yamazekin tziva Hashem lasais. My v'oimer. Maybe you'll tell me the pasuk of bezois yorah and alakodesh, only referring to the first Yom Kippurim after the very first time. The very first year in the Midbar. But subsequently, you do not need to do so. Like we find by the Miluim, Aval, the Yomagipurim, the Alma, when it comes to Yomagipurim, the Alma, the all generations, the next going forward, Loi, Inami, another Inami, Koin Gadol Kama, Hudubai Prisha, Aval, the first Koin Gadol, which is Aaron, Aval, Koin Gadol Bialma for all generations, Loi, Tashmana was maybe Aaron needs to do this every single year of his life. The Koin Gadol Kama. The Gemara's first answer was that maybe only the first year. The Gemara's second answer is that Aaron had Koin for the remainder of his life. Every year he had to do it, but the next Koin Gadol did not need to do it. Tashma, now we need the next person, Kasha, so be a Mazeh. Now, the Gemara doesn't need the obvious kasha, so let it just say kiyosav yamazeh. You don't need the first rasha. Why didn't the Gemara just say kasha osav yamazeh lechaper and that would be enough? The Gemara doesn't need the kasha. I don't know what the answer is. Maybe whatever. The Gemara doesn't go to that next level. You can probably come off some other answers. Maybe one that pasuk would maybe be interpreted in reference to all the kasha we had in the previous staff. Maybe it refers to the other regalim. Maybe refers to only paraduma, only this, only that. When you have two together, it's each one is mechazik the other. Right, Tanya. Now we bring a raya, the makar from Sinai. Tanya Chavo says, "Reish Lakish Moshe Olah be'Anan." He went to Shemayim. V'nischase be'Anan. He was covered. V'niskadish be'Anan. He was sanctified. Three things. Olah v'nischase unbelievable v'niskadish. Three things. Yeah, Chiddush. Three things happened when you go to Shemayim. Your Olah, that itself is a ma'ala. Your nischase and niskadish.
One is one. Niskadish two is one.
Three things. Olah, nischase, and niskadish. Three things, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Three things, three different elements of kedusha. Bon, kedei lekabel Torah liyishol bekedusha. Shnemar, vayishkoin kavod Hashem al Har Sinai. The cloud dwelt on al Har Sinai. Zeh hayamaisa. Now, when it says the cloud dwelt on Har Sinai, that pause refers to zeh hayamaisa achar aser sadibris. So the Gemara now is going to Darshan Tzvuk, when everything over here is subject to debate. And when it says this pasik gimel, what's the pasik? Pasik gimel, vayishkoin kavod Hashem al Har Sinai, vayichasil adon sheishes yomim. So Gemara is now learning the Quintus Mandiyamar. It was the beginning of the 40 days. This is Rosh Chodesh Sivan. This was the beginning of the machlok. When did this pasuk take place? When Moshe was in Shemayim for 40 days? So we in a very naive understanding is Moshe, he was there in Shemayim 40 days. It took him to get there like an elevator. It took him to get there in 10 seconds.
Right up.
Beam me up, Scotty. He was there in one moment. Didn't take him too long. According to this man, the Amar, it took him 6 days to get there. And then he was only there, he was there for 34 days. Okay, he was there for 31. It took him 6 days to get up to Shemayim.
What was the mistake again?
What?
What was the mistake that you didn't?
Mistake. Well, that when he came down, Moshe says, "I'm going to come down."
Moshe six.
No, they were off. Klai shows that Boish Moshe was full days. Moshe said, "I'm going to come back to 40 full days," and he came back to, and they threw 30, 40 partial days.
Beginning of 40, he came back 40.
But actually, how long was Moshe in Shemayim? Big man, Afkin, was he there for 40 days?
36 or 40.
Or was he there for 36? So they have Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Moshe.
It also came. It took him a long time to get down. It was heavy.
They saw him.
Whatever they saw
for 6 days. Or?
Who
knows? Who knows? Whatever that means. But he told them, "I'm going to be back. I'm going to be back in 4 days."
I assume the Gemara wouldn't talk about it if there was maybe.
So there was
According to this Ma'an Diyama, when it says that Moshe, he went up to Shemayim and Hashem did not speak to Moshe until day 7. But there was a grand total of 40 days. No one's denying the fact that Moshe came down on Yud Zayin on Shavuos
V'Tammuz.
On Yud Zayin V'Tammuz. So the question of the Nafkamin is how many days, a trivial question, how many days did a person was Moshe in Shemayim? So the average guy will tell you 40 days. Yeah. No, according to Machloek, according to Ma'an Diyama, he was only there for 36 days.
Because when he came down, it took him 6 days to come down?
No. Down is always 1, 2, 3. Down, you go one shot.
Doesn't that was Lake Raid when he said go
yeah,
down?
Yeah, so it seems,
boom,
yeah.
Boom, and all of a sudden
one shot.
Down.
Going up is much less, it's a limud musa. Going up is hard, coming down is easy. David and Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael says, Rabbi Yisrael and Kodash, that's Mer Shchaydesh. That, he went up from Mer Shchaydesh, Vayichaseh Anon Lahar, then Hashem, that's where Shavayan Hashem covered him on the mountain. Vayikra el Moshe, Moshe v'chol yishol oimdim. They were all sitting v'loy ba'kasev. And even though Hashem
Rashi,
said,
you want to read the Rashi?
Rashi, v'chasei onan lahar v'loy l'moshe.
Right.
Okay, so it says first that
the har was covered, not Moshe.
Sharei kol oisin sheishayam all of yarat. He bashkam every single. He went up and down. Moshe up and down elevator. Loimash lahem sh'atem re'isem. You atem loima Moshe came down to the Hashem told him to hafrod. Hashem told him to do hagbola. Stay away from the mountain. Don't come close. Moshe had to go back and forth to tell Klal Yisrael. Hashem told you stay away. And Moshe said back, reported back. I the people heard me. Hashem tell him again. You got to come back. So we know from the fact
he was up and he came down again
a few times. Hashem told him during those 6 days, Moshe went up and down a few times. Hashem told
him. It didn't take him 6 days to go down.
No, up and down.
It was the process.
The process during those 6 days.
Before he told him, taught him, called
it wasn't Shemayim. That way, when he didn't go to Shemayim, just went to the top of the mountain. When those 6 days, Moshe went to the top of the mountain. When Moshe went to Shemayim, that was a whole different thing.
Oh, okay.
But during these first 6 days, the Pshat and the Pasuk, Vayechtev Adam Lahar, Velil Moshe, Shabbat Kol Esrei Shemayim, Olav Yom, Hashkam, Olay Moshe, Lachem, Atem, Isem, Asher, Isis, Limitzrayim, Vayoshev, Moshe, Estevir, Amal Hashem, Nasa Venishma, Ulmacher, Nemar, Loy, Lech, Laam, Viki Dash, Ulmacher, Lech, Raid, I'm fine. Vaid, Vachasil, back to the Gemara top line, Vachasil, and Lahar, the mountain was covered. And Vayikrel Moshe, and Hashem called to Moshe, only Moshe, but Matan Torah was given to Gans Klali, so if you're going to tell me that this Pasuk, is he employed to the other Mandiyama that says that this Pasuk took place after Matan Torah, it makes sense. Why the Pasuk only says that Hashem spoke to Moshe, Vayikrel Moshe, but according to the Mandiyama, that's because after the Matan Torah, in Echanami, the only one that Hashem spoke to was Moshe, Klali Yisrael went back, Shuv Lechem Lo Lechem, but according to the Mandiyama that says that this event took place before Matan Torah, so then, why then on day 7, which is the day of Matan Torah, according to this Mandiyama, Moshe was Moshe Vayikrel Midaitvai, why does Vayikrel Moshe, not only Moshe, Hashem gave the Torah to Gans Klal Yisrael. So why were they calling him Moshe? So Vayikrel Moshe, Moshe v'chol Yisraelim dim. Everyone was present. So why then does the pasuk say that Matan Torah Moshe was given to Matan Torah? V'lo yibo ha'kasav elo l'chalek kovel l'Moshe. It was coming to give kovel to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why Vayikrel Moshe, the Moshe received this incredible cover by Matan Torah. Kovel ha'Torah. He had the makar for kovel to Chaim Berlin. Kavod HaTorah, that Hashem gave kavod to Moshe Rabbeinu in the presence of Gans Klal Yisrael. The Gemara gives another time elsewhere, and that is that it was Hashem was knew they would worship the Egel, and Amela, Hashem made a keilu. He only gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu to use as an excuse that Moshe could later on say, Hashem, you didn't give them the Torah, you only gave it to me. So don't blame them for worshiping the Egel. That's what the Gemara says that elsewhere. El l'chal kavel Moshe, Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Nosson, Oymer, loy ba'kosv el l'morek achila u'shesia shebim'eimov l'suma kimalachi ha'sharis. So he's going over here, what is he saying over here? L'rash over here says, let's see Rash over here. L'morek, Rabbi Nosson, Sava, first you have to know which opinion is he following. Is he following the first mandiyam or the second mandiyam? When did these psukim take place? So he learns Rashi, a very critical Rashi. If not for this Rashi, you can scratch here the whole day. Rabbi Nosson Sava L'Kavi Yosek Lili. The Prisha L'Moshe Havoi. He learns that this psukim after Matan Torah. It took place, we're going back like the first Mandi Amar, that the Pasuk of Vayichaseu He'onon, Vayichaseu is not the mountain. The cloud covered Moshe. Moshe was covered in the cloud for 6 days. And then on day 7, Hashem spoke to Moshe. So the question was, what took 6 days? Why did Moshe...
What did he tell him after 6 days?
Called Harakula. We don't know. That Hashem taught him during those 34 days. Hashem called him, called Harakula. Moshe was in Shemayim for 40 days. What did he do in 40 days? He said, I didn't eat, I didn't drink, this, that. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu all the details of the Torah during those 34. According to this Mandi Amar, the Psukim are discussing what took place after Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah,
so
we don't...
Matan Torah, everybody...
Gans Klai Yisrael heard Matan Torah. And when Matan Torah was over, Moshe said, Lech, Shuv Lechem Lechem, go back home. And Hashem said to Moshe, Po Amodi Modi, you don't go nowhere. You're staying right here. And then the pasuk says, the cloud,
Vayichasei. So the Jews went home.
They all went home. Shuvu Lochem Lo'olechem.
And he didn't come down with the Luchas Rishayin Hashem?
He did come. No, he did not. Absolutely not.
Nothing.
They were in the Machane. They weren't in the body.
Okay, but they were not near the mountain. They were at a distance, whatever. Right? And they were in the dead, wherever they were. But
so
they were
got, again, they got up to go to the mountain. They heard Anoich Hashem.
They heard all Atzeres Dibros.
Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come up with Luchas Rishayin
Hashem. Nothing.
Right.
And then Moshe told them, Shuv Lochem Lo'olechem, go home. But you, Hashem, but you, Po Amodi.
When he told them to go home, when Moshe told him to go home, where was Moshe?
He was on the mountain.
He called up from the mountain?
No, he came down.
He
came down after the Aser, Lois Sachmai.
He came down empty-handed. They heard already Aser Zadibris.
Right. And okay. And now Hashem...
And he said, okay, so long.
Go, Shuvu Lechem Lechem. And Hashem said to Moshe, but you, Moshe, you ain't going nowhere. Po Amod Imadi.
You stay here.
Right. And now begins the next pasuk. The next pasuk says, "Vayishkoin ha'onan vayichaseihu sheishes yamin." What is vayichaseihu? Moshe. What?
Moshe taught them called terukula.
Moshe. Later on, he taught them called terukula. Now, at this point, he only told them that they heard from Hashem directly the Aseres Hadibros.
Right. That was it.
Listen, very balabatish. That's it. Zehu. Right. The Aseres Hadibros. In the Aseres Hadibros is nichlal called terukula. But right now, they're only the Aseres Hadibros.
Right.
And he told them, okay, you got the Aseres Hadibros.
They heard the first two.
From Hashem, they expired.
And then whatever it was.
All those midrashim.
They heard the.
But when the day was over, it was Shisha.
They went home, they said, wow, we only have two things to do, 10 things to do.
Those ten things, it's called Herakula. What?
That's when they woke up late also.
That was the day they woke up late. They woke up late in the morning that morning. Moshe had to wake them up. How to be the Vecher. To wake them up, he brought them to the mountain. Hashem came down. Hashem and the Moshe, at the end of the day, go home. Day is over. Now it's not. It's now, and Hashem
now
says, "Moshe, you stay."
And
Hashem says, "Vayichaseu he'onon sheishes yamin." According to this man, the Rabbi Yossi, what's the subject of the word "Vayichaseu"? Moshe.
Right.
The cloud, not like the Tab Rashi. That's the second man. Right. Vayichaseu, the cloud enveloped Moshe to teach you what? Hafrasha, prisha, sequestering, prisha. 6 days. 6 days of prisha. That's what we learned until now. Prisha.
It's a shayla, but
nothing to do with his wife. Nothing.
Nothing. Prisha. Prisha.
Simple balabatish shayla. Is he coming from the epitome, the climax of kedusha, and then he'd be mafresh for
He's going further. No, he's going even higher now because he didn't go to Shemayim during Matan Luchos. During the Ma'aseh of
Luchos,
Moshe did not go to Shemayim.
Right.
Moshe was on Earth. Vayered Hashem. Hashem came down.
Right.
That was after the 40 days.
No. Matan Torah was Hashem came down. No. Matan Torah, it says explicitly that when Hashem, the Aseres Hadibros.
So what did Moshe do to eat from?
What? That's later. Moshe had lunch.
There were three times.
It was three times?
I think it went up.
Three times. Correct. Yeah. Three times. At the end of Matan Torah, Moshe did not go to Shemayim. Moshe is on this world. He did not go to Shemayim. Moshe ate and drank like a regular person through Matan Torah, no different than everyone else in Klal Yisrael.
Right.
Okay. Moshe spoke to him.
What happened in the middle of 40 days?
Right.
Oh, let's one thing at a time.
Wait,
you're jumping ahead. Let's go slow. What happened? First, let's get klar.
Right.
According to this man, Amar, there was build up to Matan Torah. They left Mitzrayim. They went in the desert. They came out.
That was Vav.
What?
That was Vav.
Vav. According to this man, it was Vav. It was Vav, not Zion.
Yeah.
It was the calendar date. Vav.
And Hashem came and said the two, and Moshe said the eight from Earth.
And correct.
From Oit.
From Earth. Vayeren Hashem.
Up on the mountain.
Hashem came down to this world.
Moshe was on the mountain too?
Yes.
Okay,
Moshe is on top of the mountain, but Moshe is not in Shemayim.
He's
in the mountain. The mountain is still called Earth.
He said, go home.
And he told everyone after the day was over, Vav is over. It's now in the afternoon. You got the Torah. Aseres Hadibros.
40 days or 6 Afrosha and 34 days he learned Kol HaTerukula.
Wait, we didn't get to that yet. Wait. Everyone go home. Right. Hashem says, Moshe, you're not going anywhere. You're staying here with me.
And they're eating milk. Right.
And then how long did Moshe, then now we go further in the reading of the Pesukim. It says the cloud
covered in
Vayechaseh. Who's Vayechaseh? Who?
Moshe.
Moshe.
Right.
According to Sman Yomar.
Right.
Okay, that those 6 days of the cloud covering him is part of his ascent
right.
to heaven.
Right.
Vayikra Hashem, Hashem called day seven is when he entered into Shemayim. Because he says, I didn't eat.
Right.
Moshe went to Shemayim. All of this, these 40 days.
I assume during
six,
the ascent he didn't eat as well.
I'm assuming that.
Right.
Unless he had a whatchamacallit in his pocket.
No, he bought provisions, but he had an energy bar. Okay.
Yeah, the Kinder
energy bar.
Right.
Okay, it's protein.
The military.
Then he went to Shemayim for 40 days. He came down.
After the 6 days.
After the 6 days. He was in Shemayim.
Came down.
Then
to
he
Eagles.
Came down.
Where's the third time?
He came down on Shivas Matamos. He sees the eagle. He sees the eagle. He shatters the luchos and he tells Klal Yisrael. Then he goes up the next morning. The next morning. But I call Alis was Bahashkama for another 40 days. To do what? To be Mivakish Mechila. Yeah.
Right.
Mechila. Then he comes down, it seems. He comes down. He comes down. And then Ashi goes up for the next 40 days to relearn. To relearn the Lucha Shnius. It's a different Torah. It's not a different Torah. It's a different Mahalik. Now that the Lucha Shnius, 40 days of was shattered, and now he's going to be getting this Lucha Shnius. The Lucha Shnius have a different Mahalik.
Right.
Different Mahalik.
I thought it was Torah Shabbat now.
All the Drush, the Mahalik. And he went to Shemayim for another 40 days, and he came down to Yom HaKippurim. He came down to Yom with the Lucha Shnius.
Right.
Okay, back to the Gemara. Rabbi Shaul, do we answer your question?
Is it Taka 80 days?
Rabbeinu Yisrael, 120 days. You Shemayim for 120
days. I just take off the
mute.
Okay, good. Now, the Gemara over here is going back to the preacher. 120 days.
I got 80.
They had to relearn the whole Torah.
That's not my Chiddush. That's drum shooting. That's right.
Went up.
That is correct.
Came down.
That is 100% correct. That's Dabar Yedua. The first third 40 days, or really in this case, it's not 40 days. It's really 36 days. It's not 40 days. What?
I'm missing 3 months. Where's 120?
40 plus 40 plus 40. Chaim Berlin, 40? Education.
For goodness sake.
3 40s.
40.
80. Shiver 120. Luchas. He comes after 40 days, he shines the Luchas.
40 Shiver Luchas.
He goes up for 40 days to do
Yom
what?
Kippur.
To do what? No, that's not Yom Kippur. No Yom Kippur. He goes up, that's Rosh Chodesh Elul. He goes up for another. 40 days to be Mevakesh, Mechilu, Uslicha, for Klal Yisrael.
No,
he comes down exhausted. Hashem is
without
willing
the second,
to,
right?
Willing to and now he goes off for another 40 days to receive the Lucha Shnius.
I thought that was only 80. Fine.
And he had to be retrained. The Luchas, the Mahalach.
So then why did Hashem say,
Vayem
Hashem
Slav?
What do you
want? So the Sholim is
the Vav.
Excellent. So Teretz is obvious, is that
yes,
the Slicha is not complete until you get the second Luchas. Hashem, after 40 days, Hashem says, okay, I'm willing to forgive you, but the forgiveness will only come when there's going to be a Naya Kabbalah Satara.
Correct.
You need a Naya Kabbalah Satara.
Okay, so now Lamaisa, does anyone know what he did for those 40, 40, and 40?
If you knew what he did, you would not
be. So he's in Jewish? I mean, the first Torah Shabbat, third Torah Shabbat, and what?
Yes.
Nevi'im?
Whatever he did, those 40 days, Hashem taught him.
Chazor.
Hashem taught him a new Mahalik. A Naya Mahalik in Torah.
Fine.
Mahalik in Torah, the Luchos Shnius. He's a Chilik the Luchos. Now, this mandam is coming to elaborate. This Rashi is very important. Now, this mandam is coming to elaborate what exactly was the purpose of the Prisha. What's the purpose of the Prisha?
Oh, that's what I was asking you.
Oh, Prisha is, so this mandama. So let's read the Rashi. You know? Second small line. L'morek achilu ushasi. The reason why he took 6 days to ascend to heaven, the 6 days to ascend was because during those 6 days his body was cleansed. Before he was able to ascend to heaven into Shemayim, his body needed to clean out the Gashmias.
So even when the mandama says 6 and 34, the next two times are 40 each.
So maybe he didn't eat anymore. Maybe he didn't eat for 120 straight.
There was no way to call it in between.
He didn't eat for no breakfast in between. Not like in shul after the fast, they give you some.
Maybe
some,
a little herring.
Cake. No, nothing. Limorek achilu. Look at the Rashi. Lachil shir. Rabbi Nosson Sav. Look at Rabbi Yosef. The priesthood of Moshe Havi. It was a priesthood. It was only for Moshe. Vayichasei. Who is Moshe? Ach loy lulmoid mikan l'shor hanichnasin lachneshin. Here's the chiddush of Rashi. The Rashi l'pshan the Gemara. Rashi chiddush. He is coming to be choylek. In other words, he's saying, excellent. This pasuk over here is teaching you Prisha. But I disagree. This is not a binyan av. L'cholat ha'akula. What was the Nusra of the Gemara Rabbi Yossi? From here we learn, anyone that goes into Machane Shechina needs Purisha. No. Tak, Moshe had Purisha. And the Kohen Gadol also needs Purisha.
A lot of times
but they're very different.
You see by Rav Tarfon, who is Oyla by
Rashbam?
By Aser Rigamalchus.
Rishmol. Okay, that's a different, that's a whole different.
That's a different elevator?
Listen, all I know is there was a guy who came to America. He never saw an elevator in his whole life. And he sees an elevator for the first time. Door opens up, Star Trek.
Fat guy comes up.
And a little child goes into the elevator.
I started hearing about this.
Door closes. Right. A minute later, the door opens and an old man comes out.
I ain't going in there.
I'm not going in that box. Weiter. Isn't it amazing, huh? Next. Lamarik Achila look at the Rashi. Rashi Vias says Rashi Pshan the Gemara. Rav Nosson Sabalok Rav Yisrael Lid the Pisha Lamoish Shalavi. Ach Lidu when Mikan Lashach Nesav Lamachanech Neshul Pisha. Don't you dare learn a makar from here for all Pisha? Why? Because Shalohaya Pisha Zu Elah Shib. It's not a real Pisha, in the way we understand Pisha. Gzeres Hakasev. This Pisha was supernatural for Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a Pisha, a supernatural Pisha for Moshe Rabbeinu. For what? Here are the words, Ella Shabashisha Yom Halal Nismorka Achila Shabbeinayim.
That's supernatural. Why is that supernatural?
Because he didn't eat for 40 days. He can't survive without food for 3 days.
He
can't survive without food for 3 days. Shabbeinayim Achila Shabbeinayim Liyos Kimalachi Hasharis.
Right.
An angel. Avo Ba'olmo Loibin Mirok. There's another thing. When you go with the Kodinels, Avon Yamakim, there's another thing that is Mirok. He has a Sulam of Sakas. Get anyone else. He eats those 6 days. So therefore, Enochinami, this taka, there was taka of Prisha, but this is not a binyan av of Prisha, Lachota Rakula. So this man, the Amr, is going to have to learn the only makar of Prisha is going to be in the Miluim. Back to the Gemara. Back to the Ramasya. I'm going to go back to Rabbi Nosson, the third line from the top of the Gemara. Rabbi Nosson, I'm a Leibachas 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 Achila Shemashir Shemayaf, Lasumoi to make him Kimalache Asharis. Next. Rabbi Masya ben Chodesh Omer lo yivar kasa elu le'ayim alav kid to terrify him gedesha dehei toira nitenes be'ema bereses uvezeya a whole different time a zel bazach this is not a makar to teach you to learn a pre-show because this is a different purpose it's in order to make le'ayim alav the word ayim is terror gedesha toira nitenes be'ema toira should be given to Moshe ben be'ema fear bereses shaking be'zeya different experience of fear shenemar evdu Hashem be'yira v'gilu b'da'ada my what is in the gilu b'da'ada to rejoice in trepidation. How do you, it's like a student when they obey. We give the other, Amar Abba Master, Gila, Shamtei Ra'ada. What is Gila? Gila means Torah Simcha. There is, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no Atzos by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah Simcha. Abikudei Hashem Yesharim Misamchei Leif. Torah is Simcha. But Makam Sheish Simcha, there has to be Yira. That's why you shuckle. This is the famous vart. What's the for shuckling? Why do you shuckle? What's the shuckling? Shuckle is gilu b'da'ada. When you go close, this is gilu. This is gilu. This is ahava, rejoicing. And then you realize you're too close to the fire. You go back. The makar for shuckling comes from this passive gilu b'da'ada. Right. Now the wants to go back to the machlokes of here. The ma'ikam. What's machlokes between going back to the original opinions? We're going back to the original opinions. Machlokes of here. Do you learn the makar? The makar for preacher derived from milu was derived from Yom Kippur. The ma'ikam. Rabbi Yosef Lili Rabbi Kiva. The ma'ikam. Rabbi Yosef Lili Rabbi Kiva. And for the Gemara, the plug said the Hanitanei. Oh, it goes back to machlokes Tanoim. The machlekes amaroyim depends on how you learn this pesuk over here. Machlekes amaroyim. That's the price of b'shishu b'chodesh. Here's the whole time. The only way you can say that these 6 days are going to be preacher is if you say that these 6 days took place after Matan Torah. But if you're going to say that these 6 days took place before Matan Torah, then the vayichaseihu is not a person. Vayichaseihu, the subject of the pasuk that you're trying to derive of hafrasha, a preacher, is a mountain. Who cares? The mountain is not a makar for a person to do hafrasha, only the mountain. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, here we go. B'shish b'chodesh, nitna Torah li'Yisrael, right? Yom ha-shishi, passing the Rashi, right? The whole world was totally on Yom ha-shishi. Li'Yisrael, Rabbi Yosi Omer, no, b'shivo on day 7. That's why I have 2 days Shavuos. Why I have 2 days Shavuos? It's not like the Yoma. once you learn Pesach is because the machlokes, was the Torah given, was the man matan tarasenu, was Torah given on, was Torah given on day 50 and on day 51, 2 days of Shavuos. Rabbi Yosef, the Lishol, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shiva boy, man the Adama, the Shisha, the Shisha, the Shisha, the Shiva, day 7. Only when the Shemayim said that don't that process is misleading. That's why it's in parentheses that doesn't make the whole thing all messed up. Man the Adama, the Shiva, the Shiva, the Nitoira. And what happened with Shiva Allah? It went up on the seventh day. The Chassid says Vayikol Moshe Bayom Hashvi. He learns the Pshat of Vayom Hashvi.
So
the
Allah is always on seven. It's when it was.
No, the question was what everyone agrees he went up on day seven. But the question was when the pasuk says when the pasuk went up on day seven is referring to. It was referring to receive the
was Manteir and the next day.
Or was going to Shemayim. Right, and here when it says Vayikol Moshe Bayom Hashvi, that means he began to when he began to go up to Shemayim, he went up to Shemayim to begin the 40-day process. The 40-day, he started the ascent on day seven.
So how did it go? Just give me very clearly what happened.
So the two opinions. Right. It said we have conflicting some. We have right. we have. Do we say that the Torah was given on day six?
Right.
If the Torah was given on day six, mamish, then when the pasuk says that Moshe went up to Shemayim
right.
on day seven,
right.
it means he went up. He began. He went up to Shemayim on day seven. He began his ascent, the 40-day ascent on day seven.
They got the Torah ready.
They got the Torah on day six.
They got it on six. So they began his ascent.
Moshe went up on day seven to begin the 40-day process of being in Shemayim to learn Torah. But the pasuk then says the cloud covered him Vayichaseihu for 6 days.
Right.
So that means that the first 6 days of Moshe's ascent,
right.
he was enveloped in the cloud either lamorikalov to the food or to terrify him. But when the pasuk says that he went up on day seven, it means the seventh day of Sivan, and that was a day after Matan Torah. But if you learn that Matan Torah took place on day seven, then when it says in the pasuk that Moshe went up to Shemayim on day seven, that can possibly mean that he went up to Shemayim to represent Klal Yisrael, not in Shemayim, but on the top of the mountain. Another nafkamina, where did Moshe, when it says that Moshe went up, Vayikra el Moshe, when Hashem called to Moshe b'Yom HaShvi and Moshe went up, where did he go? Did he go to the top of the mountain or did he go to Shemayim? Doesn't say where he went.
Right.
So if you learn that if the Torah was given on day six, then when Hashem called to Moshe on day seven, Moshe didn't go to the top of the mountain. Moshe went to Shemayim. Hashem called to Moshe, come to me, come to Shemayim. But if you learn the Torah was given on day seven, when Hashem called to Moshe, Hashem was telling Moshe, called to Moshe, come to the top of the mountain.
Right.
I want you to represent Klal Yisrael when I give the Torah to Klal Yisrael.
I thought he gave it already.
No, that's if you look the other way around. According to the Bible, the Torah was given day seven.
Right.
You have two opinions. What was the calendar date of Matan Torah?
Correct.
Was the calendar date six or was it day seven?
The seven or
the Nafkamina will be.
Now both of them say it goes up on seven.
The pasuk right, says. The pasuk says Hashem called to Moshe on day seven.
Right.
Now what is Hashem calling to Moshe on day seven for? Well, correct. Let's take a step back. When was the Torah
either
given
way makes
to Klal
Yisrael? You did it on 6 o'clock the next day. Or
if the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael on day 6,
right.
So everyone is done. Everyone's done.
Right.
So when Hashem calls to Moshe on day 7,
right.
He's calling to Moshe on the 7th day of Sivan
correct.
To come to Shemayim for right. 40 days to learn Torah.
Right.
But if you learn... Then Moshe, if you learn that the Torah was given on day seven,
right.
Then when Hashem calls Moshe on day seven, Hashem is calling to Moshe to begin Matan Torah. I want to give the Torah now. I want you to be in my
and
presence.
And then he isn't right away to come up. Come what? Upstairs.
And then on day eight,
right.
Then on day eight began
the learning process.
The 40-day process. That's over here. That's machlokes. Mandim b'shiv 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 mandim b'shiv 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 Allah. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I'm sorry, not on day eight. I'm sorry, not on day eight. They seven itself. Both on day seven, right?
It's either
no break.
Before, it's either he called Moshe no before Matan Torah and then he was oilim after Matan Torah.
Right.
Or he was two separate things.
Shabbos, we have to skip on Shabbos. We're not going to run tomorrow. Shabbos, 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock on Shabbos. 5 o'clock. It's late. 6 o'clock is Mincha. Mincha is 6.
One hour you can do two?
No. Only one daf. You're on your own. Impossible. You can't do two. It's not shy.
Really?